This is the closing market report for the 18th day of October. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason. Let's wrap up our time together this afternoon. But take a look at the weather forecast as usual for a Tuesday. Don Day is here. He's with Day Weather out of Cheyenne, Wyoming. Good afternoon to you, Don.
Good afternoon, Todd.
Boy, it's been windy here. We've had a little rain, but more importantly, I think it's been really, really warm. Any of those things sticking around? Any of them going away anytime soon?
Well, we are going to see some cooler air settling into the Midwest. Behind all of this wind, a cooler air mass of Pacific origin will be coming in. Now, that means it's not going to be terribly cold, but it will be able to throttle back temperatures a little bit here for the next several days. So we do see some cooler weather coming our way, more October-like. But there's still going to be bouts where the rest of this month we will still have some warm periods. We do see in our long-range trends pattern developing right at the end of October and into the first week of November that for many parts of the nation does look colder, more unsettled. So we can see the writing on the wall, but it's still a couple of weeks away before we can get into a more persistent colder pattern.
Farmers working feverishly to get through the harvest season across the Corn Belt. They've had a little rainfall, probably not much to really slow them down. Do you see anything in the offing that could stop the combines?
Well, I don't see a big soaker coming, at least here for the rest of this week. And there is going to be some rain in the eastern Corn Belt, Indiana, Ohio, in particular Wednesday night into Thursday, that could cause some slowdowns there in the eastern side of the belt. Central and western belt will be drier. After that, it'll probably be several days, not until probably the middle of next week, before the next rain chance moves in. So any delays will be in the eastern Corn Belt, but short-lived.
Planters have been rolling in Brazil, parts of Argentina. What can you tell me about the beginning of their season?
Well, they have had a trend here recently that's been a little more wet, especially for Argentina. And that's how things are looking, especially in the short term. Both Brazil and Argentina here, throughout the course of the next several days, have some really good chances of rain. So soil moisture, which was a bit scant, has been improving there.
And can you tell me about the winter wheat crop in the southern hemisphere? So that would catch Argentina, maybe Australia.
Well, I would say, you know, first for Argentina, I would say that the recent trend towards wetter weather is going to put them in good shape. If we were to go over and then, and I would say same areas for parts of Brazil where there's some wheat country as well, I think they're heading into at least the start of the season in pretty good shape. Now, if we were to go to Australia and look at precipitation and conditions, well, the outlook for Australia is a little cooler than normal, and right now the rainfall chances are looking fairly good. So for many of the wheat areas in the southern hemisphere, with El Nino gone, this does bode well for their seasons coming on up.
Don, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thanks, Don. Don Day is with Day Weather out of Cheyenne, Wyoming. If you're a Twitter user, you can follow him. His handle is at Balloon Weather, and weather is abbreviated to WX. My handle, by the way, for Twitter is at Commodity Week. Some great information can be picked up really quickly right there on Twitter. Also, you can find it on willag.org, willag.org. While you're there, why don't you go ahead and pick up your tickets for the Farm Assets Conference, too. That's November the 22nd, or just visit farmassetsconference.com.